it's only... No, no, it's for past already, so we'll skip it. We will commence before you. Yes, yes, indeed. Yes.
See the...
Yes. Everything... Now that everyone hears, I can say that everything but you is set up.
What is Stella?
And everyone heard that. Okay, bye. Good morning. The sound is working now.
Great.
We have a short message from a...
Major Tom.
Well, the... founder of more or less everything we're talking about here. It's a pre-recorded video. He couldn't come, so we'll start showing the video and then we will let the first speaker in. So, and for those who've registered today, welcome. It's great to have you here. And well, if there's a verb called conference, then let's conference.
Hello and welcome to FSCons. I can't be here, so I've been asked to give a brief introduction to the ideas of the free software movement on this recording. The basic idea of free software is it's software that respects your freedom. It's free as in freedom, not free as in price. So think of free speech, not free beer, difficult as that might be for some of you. Specifically, free software means that the user has four essential freedoms. Freedom zero is the freedom to run the program as you wish. Freedom one is the freedom to study the source code and then change it to make the program do what you wish. Freedom two is the freedom to help your neighbor, which is the freedom to make and distribute exact copies when you wish. And that could include giving them away or selling them as you wish. And freedom three is the freedom to contribute to your community. That's the freedom to make copies of your modified versions and then distribute them to others when you wish. If you have these four freedoms, the program is free software, which means it's distributed in a way that respects the user's freedom and the social solidarity of the user's community. In other words, the social system of the distribution and use of the program is an ethical system. This is not a question about what's in the code of the program. This is a question about the social system for the users to live in. If one of these four essential freedoms is missing, that means the program is proprietary software, non-free software, user-subjugating software, because the social system of its distribution and use is an unethical system. And that, I hope someday, will never happen, because all users deserve to be free in all of the computing that they do. To develop and release a free software package is more or less a contribution to society. Some programs are more useful and some are less useful, but at least it's being released in an ethical way. But developing and releasing a non-free program is not a contribution to society. It's a power grab, and that's something that I hope someday won't happen anymore. Now, these ideas of free software are the basis of the free software movement, which I announced in 1983, even though it took me a few more years to get these ideas completely straightened out in my own head. But software is not the only thing that we can have copies of in our computers and use and redistribute. After years more of thought, I reached the conclusion that these same ideas apply to the other kinds of useful, functional, practical works that we can have copies of. For instance, recipes, educational works, reference works, text fonts, patterns for sewing, anything that lots of people can make use of to do practical jobs in their lives. Those works have to be free, because if you don't control the work that you're using, you don't control your life, and that's an injustice. And therefore, if you're using this work to do a job today, you've got to be free to change it today, to do the job your way, to do the job you want to do. And then you've got to be free to publish your version tomorrow so that other people whose needs or practical interests are similar to yours can get the benefit of your improvements. And so these works essentially must be free. But there are other kinds of works that get published and that we can have copies of. Things like works of opinion or testimony and art and entertainment. I don't believe that those works must ethically be free. I think that there is a specific minimum freedom that we must have, and that is the freedom to copy them and then non-commercially redistribute exact copies. In other words, the freedom to share the works. So I don't believe that these other kinds of works must be free, but I do believe that they must be shareable. However, that doesn't mean they can't be free. And in particular, it's quite nice often to make art free. And there is a lot of free cultural work now being done, and I'm all in favor of it. I don't like to make my statements of opinion free, because I don't think that it's useful for other people to misstate and misrepresent my opinions. And I don't believe you ought to make your statements of opinion free. But with art, it's often a nice thing to do. And so there is today a free art community as well.
We're all. I think I could actually make do without a microphone, so if someone is actually not hearing me, then please raise your hand, as Richard likes to say. For those of you who were here yesterday, welcome back. For those of you coming new, welcome here. We have, on this first day of the conference, a rather full-packed schedule ahead of us, starting already, as you've seen, from 9 and going towards tonight, when we will have an award ceremony for the Nordic Free Software Award, and continuing on with a dinner together tonight. All of you should have received by now a bag from the reception downstairs, where you will have the schedule and the respective rooms for all the activities for both today and tomorrow. I have one small addition to this, which is that tonight, after the Nordic Free Software Award at 6:45, we will have another key signing event, which will take place in this hallway, in this corner, let's say, organized by Teddy, who is waving his arm there. So 6:45, everyone who wants to have their key signed can come here. And we will arrange this. And please, obviously, bring a copy of your key in writing for this.
You can still have the csart.org certificate signed at the same time.
So 6:45, signings of all kinds. There are a few things that I would particularly like to point out in the schedule for today, because I find them really, really interesting, and I mean, slightly, well, not odd, but as you've seen in the schedule, and from the program before, we have expanded FSCast this year. Last year, we did it more or less only on free software. We had only a free software track. For this year, we felt that we want to expand a little bit more beyond this. We want to look beyond free software, because as we've seen over the past couple of years, free software has expanded into a number of different areas. The philosophy has always remained more or less intact. The philosophy has been the same, but it has spawned itself and created several new domains where the philosophy is being used. We're talking about, or we started to talk about Creative Commons, we're talking about access to knowledge. We have the entire iCommons organization at this point. We have a lot of organizations, including the Budapest Directive for publications of scientific works. We have a lot of different domains, and we have a lot of different areas where the philosophy of free software has been prevalent. This year, we expanded from the free software area and went into free culture, free content, with the help of Creative Commons and Wikimedia Sweden. I would encourage you to actively look at the schedule and see what will fit you more today and tomorrow. I will start off and actually end by introducing one of the organizers that has been primarily responsible and who a lot of you saw yesterday and has been primarily responsible for actually getting all of you here. So, please welcome Mirko Lindner.
Good morning. I always was loud enough. I actually meant to be a 7:45. I assume I kind of didn't make it. Yes, it's great to see you all. There's more people coming in, so there's going to be a bit of rumble for a couple of seconds. We had, I'd say the planning was very much fun, and I was actually amazed about the response we got from the visitors, from the speakers, and from people that couldn't make it to FSCons. But someone who actually could make it from Iceland, which I still haven't visited, but I hope I get around to it, is the person giving the first keynote. And the next, maybe not the next step, but a necessary step is that free software and the philosophy behind free culture and free content hold, find their way into politics as well, that we all get more active in politics, and that the way politics are carried out is more shaped the way free software is developed as in more community, and let's all get more involved. So without further ado, I want to introduce you Smari McCarthy from the Fab Labs in Iceland.
Thank you. Is the microphone good enough?
Yeah.
Okay. We attend events like these in order to celebrate an idea that we all share, and that is the idea of freedom. And this battle for freedom has been going on for a lot of years, and it seems to me that we've been winning for a lot of major victories for the last two or three decades, starting off with Richard making the free software movement and then everything that came from it. And it's not a bloody battle, because our weapon is electrons that are traveling through all the wires to every computer in the world, and we're trying to use them to fulfill our goal of sharing information with everybody who wants access to it. And our idea for shared free software and free hardware and free culture, it stems from the idea to have a freedom for thought, or freedom of thought, that kind of demands that every time we rethink our goals, we dig a bit deeper. And